B-Pod Studios.
3 o'clock hour of the Mike Messinelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is, of course, brought to us by Corps Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, hoagie, party trays, every bit is good. Phil's win last night. 2 straight over the limping Boston Red Sox. Place is kind of dead these days, Fenway. Do you notice that?
Yeah, it does look a
little
dead.
A lot of Boston verve in there last night. They've checked out, their fans.
They won 5 straight right before the series
started.
Yeah, but
they're out of it. So it doesn't matter.
Love that ballpark.
They're spoiled. They're not in it. This is Championship City.
Well, yeah, they're used to, 15 championships in the last 5 years?
Yeah, so, we didn't win 6 in a row, I'm out.
Exactly. So it's an off day today, so they flew probably to Miami last night after the game, which gives them a day in South Beach. But I'm looking at this team, and I go, there's nobody that I look at on this team that would get wild in South Beach.
The Phillies?
Yeah. There's no wild guys.
I don't know.
Who's wild? Bruce Hoskins?
Gene Segura looks like a guy who could party.
Segura, maybe.
You got the young kid, Hernandez? Come on. You know Kingery's probably taking his shirt off at a bar.
Oh, hell no. Kingery's like a little boy. He's like a 12-year-old. He's not going to party in South Beach.
I think Kingery's partying. Yeah. I think him and Hazley
Hernandez,
went out.
Hernandez, boring. Maybe Segura got a little action. Kingery, nah. Real Muto, please. He lived down there and take advantage of it.
What do you think about Hector? Hector Neris?
Yeah, Neris might let loose a little bit. But then, look at the team. There's nobody, Harper is a Mormon.
Reese Hoskins.
Hazley is just a kid.
Hoskins might be one of the most boring people in the world.
Corey Dickerson?
I don't know. You know those ball players, though.
I mean,
the pitching staff. Pitching staff's bland. Velasquez is going to pitch tomorrow, so he's not going to go out.
I feel like they can't party, because if they party and then they lose, they know what's going to come to them.
They're in South Beach.
What do you think Vargas is doing?
Can't help but go out South Beach. I mean, they're going to probably walk on Collins Avenue.
Maybe.
For a brief period of time, just to check it out.
Have a nice dinner and then go back and get a good night's rest before the game tomorrow.
Maybe they will do that.
Yeah.
It's not a wild and crazy team.
You think Gabe gets wild?
No. Gabe's not a wild guy.
What about Charlie? Charlie Emanuel?
No.
Strolling around the streets?
No. They didn't have no chance to get in trouble. So here's your pitching matchups. We're just throwing 3 aces at them. Velasquez tomorrow, Eflin Saturday, and Vargas on Sunday. Ooh.
Good. Vargas is giving you some nice starts.
Yeah, yes. It's a day game, Sunday. Nola, Monday against the Pirates. Followed by Smiley and Velasquez. Then they play the Mets, and again, they miss DeGrom.
Good. Awesome.
They'll get Wheeler, Mets, and Stroman in that series. Eflin, Vargas, and Nola for the Phils. This is where they got to win some games.
They beat up on Mets this year a little bit.
They did. John in East Falls, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, so I was listening yesterday, and I heard you talk about how you can't be a fanboy and cover the team. So what do you make of the guy who runs Philly Voice? Because he's probably the most biased guy on the block.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Jimmy Kemsky?
No, I don't read him. I couldn't tell you. Listen, you have your own style, and that's what works for you. It's not the style that I usually have. And most journalists really can't be fans.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I was just wondering your opinion on that.
Yeah, I have no idea what he writes about. I really don't. That's not because the Philly Voice. I don't even know exists half the time.
Yeah, honestly, you're not missing much. So
yeah, it's really funny because I don't really look at the Philly Voice for some reason. Oh, Natalie writes for
what
the
about
Philly
my
Voice.
Column?
Oh, I'm sorry,
Mike?
You have a column for the Philly Voice. Natalie has a column for the Philly Voice.
But mine's opinion.
Yeah, I don't hear much buzz about the Philly Voice out there.
They're good.
Yeah?
I mean, I like writing for them.
Yeah, I read, if I'm going to read something, I read the Inquirer.
I'll send you.
That's my roots.
I'll email you my column.
Email me. I'm sorry, Nat.
Thanks, Mike.
She's a good read, but can I get
Is Jimmy Kemsky rah-rah?
What's that?
Does he do a rah-rah?
Oh, yeah. Last year, he stated like 10 times Carson Wentz was going to be ready to go week one, and he didn't play till week three. I wonder why. But that's his style, and I mean, it's easy to get clicks and easy to get other people.
Does he write like he's a fan, like he's cheering him?
He's really biased. He's I would say like 95%.
Well, I actually think he was a fan. I don't think he has any journalistic training, but that's all right. Whatever.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. You want a team?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we can get for you here. Let's go with Baltimore Orioles.
All right. Cal Ripken. Jeez. Manny Machado. Adam Jones. And that's probably the furthest I can go.
Well, that's a shame. Because you went new school, and the Baltimore Orioles, the franchise, has been around for a long time, and there are, like, older Hall of Famers that you shouldn't have missed. Salchunas, you want to take it?
Cal Ripken Jr., Rafael Palmeiro, he's on there. Machado's on there.
No. So you're too young, too.
You don't think Machado?
You can't help it. No, not with the Hall of Famers. They had three Hall of Famers on there.
All
them.
Right.
On their top five.
Yeah, give them to me.
You want me to give you them?
Yes.
All right. Frank Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Brooks Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Jim Palmer.
Okay.
Eddie Murray. That's four Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Cal Ripken. That's the five I wrote down.
You need to give the audience.
You're a young guy.
You need to give the audience the error that you're looking at.
Listen, I told people, like, there are all-timers that you can't ignore. Like, when it comes to the Orioles, I can't ignore Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, right?
No.
Or Jim Palmer. They're all in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eddie Murray's in the Hall of Fame. And Ripken's in, isn't he?
Yes.
That's five.
Yes.
So Machado can't be on that list.
He's in the top six.
All right. Ron in Center City. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up, Ron?
The difference between Carson and Foles, there was a commentary on it. Danielle Sittel, Sittel on Google. In the picture of the hand over the glass, captioned "Police admit he dragged to 3940. She's caught a trafficking ring." I've got digital recordings.
What was that?
What
was that? What was he talking about?
Is that the guy with the chemtrails guy?
No.
No?
I don't know who that
was. What was that?
I think he was just concerned about something with the government.
It sounded like he was reporting on the front or something.
He may have been.
We moved on.
All right.
Not the chemtrails guy, though. He's a hoot.
This is Frank Valeriani on the deck of that was in the movie at the end, right? What was that movie? With the Hunt for Red October? Was it the Hunt for Red October where they had this news guy at the end?
You know, you're asking me a movie question. Do you know who you're speaking to?
It had to be on for Red October. No, it wasn't on for Red October. Yeah, I think it was.
I'll take your word for it.
There was a guy who used to report for CNN called Valeriani. And he has the last scene of the movie because it was like a nuclear war. And they evaded it. And he's reporting on the deck of an aircraft carrier. What was that? Somebody will guess. Somebody will tweet me the movie. Let's go to Spanky in Cobbs Creek. Spanky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spanky.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Spank?
I ain't talked to you in a little bit. I got two points.
Mm-hmm.
First off, remember, it's crazy because all that time that dude kept calling for Trey Burke for the Sixers to pick him up, and you was like, why do you want him? Why you keep bringing him up? And they sure enough picked him up.
Isn't yeah, how about that? Yeah. They got him.
Yeah. And two, I'm looking forward. I don't see a weakness really on this team, but linebacker. That's the only thing I'm thinking about is linebackers. Who's going to step it up? Especially the middle linebacker position. That's where your playmakers should be, if you ask me. That's what I'm gonna be looking forward to.
Yeah. So tonight, you'll see these linebackers are trying out right now. The linebacking core is without Bradham. So I guess the linebacker and without Rugeh Hill. So, like, it's L.J. Fort, and it's Gary, and it's another guy that they just signed because they got rid of the other guy.
Oh, didn't they get a dude from Washington, too? What's his name?
Zach Brown. That's right. It's Zach Brown, L.J. Fort, Gary, right now in the picture. And then they just signed a guy, and I forget his name, but they got rid of Warlow.
So I'm not really worried. As long as I keep listening to all the national pundits, and as long as Carson stayed healthy and he played within the system, we should get to at least the conference.
All right, so let me ask you, right out of the chute, since Carson is not going to play in the preseason, what are you giving him leeway to you know, play his way into NFL shape?
I don't want him to play. He'll be fine. I'm cool with him sitting in.
Talking about game one. Do you expect him you expect a performance out of him, even though he's not playing preseason?
Yeah. He should be with that line and them weapons. He should be. Mm-hmm. He better be able to play like a star.
Yes.
I'm coming Saturday. I'm gonna see you Saturday. I want an award at my job. I want you to have a beer with me. I'm gonna buy you a beer.
Oh, cool. Sounds good.
I'll tell you what happened on Sunday.
All right. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Spank. You got it. All right. The guy is Richard Valeriani. It's the movie's Crimson Tide.
Oh.
You've seen that, right?
No.
You haven't seen Crimson Tide with Denzel and Gene Hackman?
No.
Come on, Andrew, you're killing me. You've not seen Crimson Tide?
I haven't watched many movies in my life.
I find that hard to believe. Natalie, you've seen Crimson Tide, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's another one that I, like, don't retain right, much.
See, this is the thing. I'm working with youngsters.
Sorry.
That's the thing. I'm working with youngsters. It's like a key Denzel movie.
Yeah, it's like mid-90s.
I'll put it on the list.
It's a mutiny on a sub. Denzel takes over command of the sub over Gene Hackman. And then Gene Hackman comes back on him in the sub. Meanwhile, there's a nuclear war possibly going on.
Thrilling.
I swear to God, I'm talking in a vacuum tonight. Anyway, the guy, Richard Valeriani, he was the NBC. Richard Valeriani reporting from the deck of the blah, blah, blah. It's the last scene of the movie. All right, well.
It'll be on the
this
list.
This is not a fun show today for me. Wade in Dallas, you're on 97.5. We're Tyrone, where are you? Yeah, go ahead, Wade.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Wade?
Oh, not a lot. I just wanted to touch on the Nick Foles, Carson Wentz issue.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I cannot believe everybody gives Nick Foles all the credit for going to win a Super Bowl. And no one gives Doug Peterson any kind of credit for it.
Well, they give Doug credit. Doug gets credit. But Wentz is a forgotten entity in the whole season, even though he won 11 games.
And I don't get the whole, well, the regular season doesn't matter. You got to play the regular season to even get to the postseason.
Exactly. And to get the number one seed, you got home field advantage all throughout. Did Wentz have anything to do with that? Of course he did.
Every bit to do with it. Me and a friend were talking about this yesterday. Of course, he's a Cowboy fan, and he don't want to give Carson Wentz any kind of credit. Mm-hmm. But, man, it is just ridiculous how people think Nick Foles is the reason we won that Super Bowl. Wow.
I get you.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you one other thing. Mm-hmm. Being from Dallas and all, I deal with a bunch of Cowboy fans. I got a 5-year-old son, and he is just a diehard Eagle fan. And he goes around the Ranger Stadium the other day in his Carson Wentz jersey, mm-hmm. singing the fight song for the Eagles. And it was the greatest thing I've ever been a part of. He razzed every Cowboy fan he's seen. He was a true Eagle fan.
Where are you from? You got a little bit of an accent going. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Texas. I live right down the road from the Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, okay. But you like Philly Sports Talk Radio? It's interesting.
Oh, I love it. You are uh-huh. great. I'm listening to y'all every day while I'm
beautiful.
Work.
I like to hear that.
Great.
Okay. So, all right, man.
All right.
Thanks,
well, I appreciate
thanks buddy.
Calling.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we're referring to the big tweet that was put out by...
Marcus Hayes.
I'm trying to look at it. So I'm going to put it out there again. Oh, damn it. I'll find it. Anyway, let's go Ron in South Philly. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
What's up, Ron? How you doing?
All right. I mean, with this whole Carson Wentz, Nick Foles thing, if that's the case, if he's the best quarterback who ever played, every player that played the Super Bowl at every position is the best that there ever was in Eagles history.
Yeah, it's a silly argument to say he's the best quarterback ever. Did he do something significant? Of course he did.
Exactly. It's like you have to change the phrase. He was a quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. You know, you can't say he's the best that ever mm-hmm. played as an Eagle quarterback.
Listen, it cheats McNabb, who had a substantial career. I know we didn't like him, but he still had a substantial career.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, it just doesn't work. I mean, there's so many other players and so many. That's why I said that's the best, the cheerleaders, the Eagles history. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They won the game. He's not the best. Let this guy play wherever he's going to play.
I got you. Now you want to play? You want to play this little baseball game we got going here?
Oh, I'm not a baseball fan.
You're not a baseball guy.
All right, buddy.
Okay. All right, you got it. Here it is. I found it. Nick Foles ran 10 50-yard sprints after a three-hour practice in full pads alone after every other player went into the locker room. The heat index is 102 degrees. Hashtag leadership.
I applaud you.
Now, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought Nick Foles actually like did some Navy SEAL op where he's slunk behind enemy lines to disconnect some kind of a bomb. He ran 10 sprints. I mean, my God.
How many likes did that tweet get? Like, were people eating it up?
It got 2,047 likes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. And 330 retweets.
So people were eating it up.
People love anything that has to do with him.
And I got ripped.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
I put out, I go, oh my, you mean he did something that a pro athlete would do? Oh, let's get carried away or something like that. I can't remember what I tweeted. And then people just start ripping me.
You can't mess with their guy.
And he's your guy too.
I mean, yeah, but Wentz is my guy.
You originally said, in fact, what an earlier caller said about him being the best quarterback in Eagle history.
Based on deliverables, we're not going over this again.
This is Richard Mariani.
Reporting to you live.
Reporting from NBC. Let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Jerome.
Three quick questions. Do you think Charlie, about the Phillies, think Charlie will be able to help? They're hitting a little bit. And if so, do you think it would benefit to bring up Franco and get some of that? Maybe he can help my hitting a little bit.
Franco will be brought up in September when they bring up the call-ups.
Okay.
Do I think Charlie Manuel is going to help significantly? No, I don't. I just think there's not enough time for him to impact. In fact, the numbers are actually better in Maley's favor since Charlie came on board. But Charlie may have changed some kind of a climate. I don't know. It's hard to measure that. But I just don't. I think something had to be done to kind of for shock value, and they did this. But I don't think he's got enough time to actually implement anything.
Okay, one other question. That fellow that's got arrested or going to get arrested in New England, did he ever play for the Eagles or sound like he did?
Patrick Chung did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Patrick Chung was a bust. Chip Kelly brought him back here. He stunk here, and then he went back to the Patriots and played well.
Okay.
Yeah, in case people don't know what we're talking about, a cocaine possession charge for Patrick Chung.
Oh, no.
Yeah, has come down today.
I didn't see that.
Yes. Wow. Can I play the baseball game?
You want to play the baseball game? All right. Now, again, you may have to go back in time for this, right?
Okay.
All right. So let's go with the Chicago Cubs and see if you can slay this, Jerome. Give me four of the five that I wrote down. Chicago Cubs. Give me five players that first come to your mind as all-time Chicago Cub greats.
Banks, third base.
Mm-hmm.
The second baseman that we gave up, I can't believe I can't think of his name.
Yeah, you got to come up with his name, bro. You're right, but you got to come up with his name.
Okay. Kingman?
I didn't have him down as one of them. Sorry. Kingman was close to being considered, but I didn't have him down. What?
I'm distracted by the baby.
Oh, you have a baby. That's Dina from our sales staff. Yeah. That's a baby. Is that hers?
It's cute. No.
Whose baby is that?
Someone's. I can't read lips.
Someone's.
Someone's baby.
There's a baby being walked around here.
I can't read lips.
I've lost complete control of this show. It's only 3:22.
Pull it together. We're fine.
Yeah. Patrick Chung. Hello, Patrick. Can you meet me on the corner? Mike Vicinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, let's give you a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Gaganoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 800 votes on it so far. Wow. Are you giving Gabe Kapler credit for last night's win? And it's split 50-50. Yes and no. 50% say yes, 50%
really?
Say no. Yeah. It's a sign of a good poll.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so here are 10 players to watch in the Eagles' third preseason game tonight against the Ravens, according to the man who covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly, Dave Zangaro. So he is Josh McCown.
Okay.
In his very first practice with the Eagles, McCown was already checking a play at the line of scrimmage. Well, he was only 40 years old, I guess.
Yeah, I don't care what he did.
Able to check a play.
I want to see if he can still do it.
Clayton Thorson.
Yeah. Chalk.
He's a practice squatter anyway, isn't he? Ronnie McLeod, Corey Clement. We didn't see much of McLeod, so maybe it would be interesting to see him. Corey Clement, I don't need to see. I know what he brings. But interestingly enough, the Eagles must think they're thin at safety. Because they just traded to Hector. They got Ford safety from...
Rudy Ford from Arizona.
They must not be... Because they got a lot of veterans back there.
Yeah, they got Sendejo, too.
Yeah, they must not think much of Sendejo at this point. All right. Sidney Jones, obviously. He'll be probably the starter week one at one of the cornerback positions. Then they'll throw Darby in there. And Darby's a guy who will not see any action either, who will have to start at a cornerback position. Deshaun Hall. Now, he's had a really good preseason. Leads the NFL in sacks, Deshaun Hall does. Vitae will play right guard, and look at him, because Brandon Brooks might not be able to start the season. Josh Perkins, third-string tight end. All right.
Well, it's after Richard Rodgers got hurt.
He's probably going to make the team anyway. Was it Stefan Wisniewski? I don't need to see Stefan. Josh Sweat, I need to see a little bit from him tonight. And Miles Sanders, I don't know how long he's going to play tonight, but I know what he can do. He's going to be the second back. He's going to be the rotation back. And he's going to be their home run hitter. So, all right, so there's a little bit of intrigue tonight to watch the game.
While you were out, Deshaun Hall became the newest member of Club Tyrone.
Deshaun Hall?
Yeah.
Last week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Deshaun Hall? No, yes. Deshaun Hall's too good for Club Tyrone. Deshaun Hall can actually play a little bit.
Right. But because he was like a practice squad guy.
Yeah, but he's shown that he can play. Like, right. I can see with my eyes he can play a little bit.
So he's not allowed in?
No, he's not allowed. He's too good for Club Tyrone. He's a level above Club Tyrone. Speaking of Tyrone, Natalie,
yes.
Let's express our condolences to Ty. He's been out on vacation this week, but unfortunately, his father-in-law passed away a few days ago. His wife, his lovely wife, Elizabeth's dad. And we just met him at spring training, like a nice fella. Complications from surgery.
He was a huge fan of the show. I'm actually getting a little emotional thinking about it. He loved you. He loved me. He loved that Ty. You know, he was so proud of Ty working here. And he was at the Mike Missinelli Open, just a nice, genuine, loyal Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, he really was. He was a nice fellow. I was glad to meet him. And he passed away, complications, heart surgery?
He had a stent put in, and then things just didn't work out after that, but it's such a shame.
Yeah, so our condolences to Elizabeth and her family and Tyrone and his family.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you
today? What's up, Gene? How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, I watched that Phillies game last night, and, you know, they throw Smiley out there. He goes 4-3. He struggles every bit of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then our bullpen comes in and finishes up the final 5 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to have, starter by committee for the rest of the season, except for when Nola pitches?
Well, it's a good question, especially over the next three, because you're playing the Marlins, right? Now, you have a day off today, so your bullpen could get re-energized. But Velasquez is a five-inning guy. Eflin is a four-inning, and Vargas is a five-inning. So you're going to need your bullpen in all three of those games.
No doubt about it.
So hopefully, you know, you're right. I mean, you have a great point. Now, Velasquez has been able to get through six lately. So hopefully he can do that in the first game, which would then preserve your bullpen a little better for Saturday and Sunday.
But to me, being the pessimist Philly fan, that tells me he's due for a clunker. We'll be lucky to get
Velasquez
out of him. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't had a clunker in a long time. He hasn't gone deep in games, but he hasn't had a clunker in a long time. So, but it's a good point. The bullpen is going to have to be stressed against this bad team. They're going to have to get success out of their pen.
Because, I mean, the guy the Marlins are throwing against him has an ERA of like 9. So I can see Velasquez kind of taking it easy. And I don't think he's got the talent to do that.
Yeah, it's Hector Nuñez.
Yes.
Tonight is pitching for or tomorrow for the Marlins. And then they get, who else do they get? They get two more schleppers that they're throwing at them.
But, I mean, listen,
Philly should sweep this series. I'd be disappointed if they didn't sweep the series. But they get Yamamoto on Saturday and Hernandez on Sunday.
And you and me both. They should sweep the series. And I think that's the problem. You know, everybody feels they should sweep this. But my head's telling me, put my money on the Marlins.
Yeah. All right. No, I don't think we put our money on the Marlins. Yamamoto has had a pretty good year.
Yeah,
so if they're going to win one game, it would be Saturday against Eflin.
He pitched well against the Phillies last time, too.
Yes.
Now, speaking of putting money down, did you see the ridiculous line yesterday between the Tigers and the Astros?
I did not.
The Tigers plus 450.
Was that right?
And I thought about just throwing $10 down just for the hell of it.
They win?
They won. 2-1. They won in the top of the ninth inning.
I did not see
against
that.
Justin Verlander and the Astros.
All right, let me see. Eliezer Hernandez pitched against them too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That was the...
He's got good stuff, Hernandez, doesn't he?
Yeah, that
Hernandez,
was the day game.
Am I mistaken?
That was the day game where who was the guy that was out of baseball for about 4 or 5 years and he hit the game winning double for the Marlins? Hernandez pitched that day.
Yeah, he's been getting raked though. His ERA is 5.18. So the Phillies have 2-3 would be acceptable, but a sweep is better because they have to go 5-1 in these next six games. All right, let's go Ron in Allentown. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Mike, welcome home.
What's up, Ronnie?
Yo, talk about the Wentz thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, after he goes, give him a few games, he gets on or whatever, whatnot. But I had employees at a truck stop, at a truck repair business, and well, you got to go to perform. You got to go and perform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Well, they're gonna give him time to get back in the throwing.
So you're saying that Wentz starts game one, he's gotta be sharp. We can't allow for him any slips because he hasn't played.
Now listen
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is it. Now, he's an employee. I don't know if you ever had an employee, but I mean, we're talking.
No, I've always been an employee.
I mean, we're talking like a 1 hour game. There's 16 games.
Yeah.
So half that game, you're not playing unless you've got the ball.
Right.
Yeah, there's 16 games. Now you're working 8 hours for the season. And you're making millions. I mean, come on. You got to get right out there. You got to.
Okay, so you're saying this is a long road to say that you need to have Wentz be really good in game one.
Well, he has to.
What?
He has to be good.
Yes, I agree with you. We're actually.
Oh,
we're,
my God.
We're taking sips from the same cup of tea, bro.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
All right, Ron. You got it, bud.
Good point.
Allentown. North.
Well.
And Allentown and North.
Yes.
Never know what you're going to get, which makes it a fascinating job to have.
Yeah.
Sports Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
610-632-0975. Well, we have some news here per John Clark Twitter.
Yeah.
Hearing DeSean Jackson and some starters will see their first preseason action tonight. Well, how about Josh McCown to DeSean for a bomb tonight? How about that?
Yes.
Because there's a story in the paper today that Carson has not been hooking up with DeSean very well.
Is that right?
That was a Jeff McClain story. So maybe McCown could hook up with him.
I know Jason Peters said he wanted to play a half. I don't know if he's going to play it at all, but he said he wanted to play a half.
Yes, he did say that. We'll see some starters tonight. We just won't see the quarterback. Mike Missanelli show back after this.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic. You know, Natalie.
Yes, Mike.
I was hanging out with the corporate muckety mucks last night.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was the big soiree. We are owned by the Beasley Company.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the sales convention in Philadelphia with all the Beasley radio stations.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so all the muckety-mucks, like the general managers, market managers, and general sales managers of all the stations nationwide were convened in Philadelphia
last night.
And it was a big dinner. And the sales awards were given out.
Yeah, you had to open it, right?
I was a presenter.
Oh, okay.
And I found a way in front. Now, we had all the major Beasleys were there.
Oh, man.
Including Mr. Big Beasley.
The biggest Beasley?
The biggest Beasley of them all.
The big cheese?
The biggest cheese. George Beasley.
Ooh.
He's very spry and very youthful looking at age 87.
Yes. I've heard great things about him.
So in front of the Beasleys, I ripped our vending machine.
No, you didn't? What did you say?
I did. Preston and Steve introduced me. And then I came and said, well, yeah, Preston, and they had a complimentary thing. I'm Preston, you said some nice things, but believe me, they have a better vending machine than we do. They have a vending machine where hands actually come out of it and make you a home-cooked meal.
Right.
And so I'm looking at the Beasleys as I'm saying this.
How to go over?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I love that you use that platform.
Right. So I use the platform because we have basically two choices, ladies and gentlemen. You can either get a Zagnut or a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. And that's about the extent of it.
And they're all cold.
Right, exactly. Now, I got to say something about our pal Matt Cord, who, of course, is the Sixers PA announcer.
He's the man.
Yes, and he introduced Preston and Steve in Sixer form. But it was a swanky dinner.
Uh-huh.
And the first course, because I was presenting, I didn't get it. It was like a grilled watermelon. The second course, there was a bowl that had some corn kernels and a couple of red pepper chunks and a garnish, like a fancy watercress garnish.
Okay.
And I don't know this for certain, but I came back to the table and I saw Matt Cord's. I was sitting next to Matt. I thought I saw his corns were disturbed, and I'm assuming he tried to eat the little corns, thinking that it was a course.
Okay,
but it was only there as a setup because they came around and poured the hot corn chowder on top of what was in the bowl.
So he tried to eat it before it was ready?
I believe he thought it was just a minuscule salad.
Okay.
I can't verify that, but I think he thought it was just a skimpy salad because it had some corn kernels and a couple of chunks of red pepper in it.
I'm going to text them and find out.
It was actually garnish for the soup that they were coming. And they had the little carafe where they pour the hot soup on top of that.
I would 100% have done the same thing.
You would have done the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. But you're like 17.
You're right.
So I would expect that you would.
Matt actually just had a big birthday last week.
Is that right?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
The big 6-0.
Wow. Happy birthday to Matt.
Mr. Matt Cord, the best.
I believe it. Yeah. So there was that.
And he was just really hungry.
Possible.
I'm texting him.
Possible. Our program director can verify that because he was sitting next to our program director, Eric Johnson, was on the other side of it. I believe that we both witnessed Matt try to eat the corn kernels as a salad.
Well, how was your trek back to the soup?
Oh, I made it.
Good.
I got home by 6:12 after the show last night, put on a suit, got out of the door, and got to the Rittenhouse by plenty of time. 6:55,
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive. All right, let's get back to the phones. And then I want to read a little bit of the story. It was written about Carson Wentz not getting the deep ball down yet. We go to Mike in Willow Grove. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, not much. I have two things and a question about FanFest. The first one, for Patrick Chen, they actually released his address in New Hampshire in the news source. I think that's a complete violation. Like, why would you do that?
Who released his... I'm sorry, I didn't really get to catch that.
So Patrick Chung, the whole incident today,
yes.
They said in New Hampshire, they gave his home address in New Hampshire because they said how far it was from Boston. And I even looked it up on Google and it brings it right up and it gives you all the details. Obviously not the homeowner, but it was kind of crazy. I felt how they put his
Who released his home address? The police?
No, it was Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Like I looked it up, and the news source that I had was Yahoo Sports. They published the article, and it was written by whoever writes for him, and his personal address was in the article at 9 a.m. this morning.
Wow, that's kind of weird that they would do
that's
that.
That's what I thought,
it's,
too.
It's pretty much a journalistic violation. Sometimes they would list the street of a perpetrator where he lives, but I don't think they would put his whole address.
Yeah, that was weird. But Matt Collins, I have a question about. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's going to make the team? I say he's not. I say he's just worth cutting at this point because he can't stay healthy. And my friend says that they should still keep him.
Well, I asked Tim McManus that yesterday, and he said the chances are they're going to keep him because he has special team skills. So they'll have to bite the bullet on how much he can contribute until he's healthy.
Okay, gotcha. That's why I thought they might keep, like, Michelle or something like that, who's done pretty well this
Yeah,
season.
The thing is, Hollins has a special teams track record, and so that's probably the safer move. And we're talking about the fifth receiver, too, so.
Yeah. So, and then a question about FanFest. This is my first time coming. What time do the gates open so we can, like, park in the area and stuff?
The gates will open at 1 o'clock. So you can park anywhere. You can't park at Xfinity Live, I don't think, but there are plenty of parking lot. You know, Philly's parking lot and Eagles parking lot. All the parking lots will be open. It'll be free parking.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Yes, free parking for everybody. And we are expecting 16,000 plus at FanFest. It would be double what we experienced last year, which was the biggest FanFest ever. So this year will be just a monster FanFest.
It's going to be so fun.
And I'm giving away FanFest tickets, in case we forgot, in 4 o'clock hour. If you want to take a shot at this. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was bored in a class, and I started writing down the top 5 baseball players of a particular franchise. So I got all 30 franchises, and I wrote down, and then I went back and checked to see if they were verified by other experts of these franchises that these players would belong. So if you can get 4 of the 5 players that I wrote down for every franchise, and I'll give you a random franchise, you'll get FanFest tickets. There you go. 610-632-0975. One open line. Grab it right now on the Mike Masnelli Show on radio and TV. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.